This book is dedicated to the men and women of the U.S. Secret Service, both past and present, who have continued to steadfastly provide protection for the leadership of this great country as well as its financial interests. Your unwavering and selfless dedication to duty set an example for all to follow. I am proud but humbled to have served among your ranks. And to Caroline Kennedy, known as Lyric to the agents and Buttons to your father, I sincerely hope that many of the stories in this book bring back fond memories of your years in the White House. Your father adored you and John, and as you well know, your mother was extraordinary, a lady in every sense of the word.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Mrs. Kennedy and Me by Clint Hill with Lisa McCubbin. Read by Jeremy Bobb with the dedication and epilogue read by Mr. Hill.
Part 1, 1960. Chapter 1, Meeting Mrs. Kennedy. It was with great trepidation that I approached 3307 N Street in Georgetown on November 11, 1960. I was about to meet the wife of the newly elected President of the United States, who I had just been assigned to protect, and I wasn't looking forward to it at all. Being on the First Lady's Secret Service detail was the last place I wanted to be. Looking back, I'm quite sure that Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy was filled with even more anxiety about our meeting than I was. Neither of us had much choice in the matter. She could refuse to accept me, as she had done with the first agent assigned to her, but if I rejected the assignment, it would be the end of my career. Just 24 hours earlier, I had been with outgoing President Dwight D. Eisenhower as he played a post-election round of golf at Augusta National Golf Course. The fact that the Republicans had lost the election was still sinking in, and while the entire administration was about to change, one of the few things that would remain the same was the Secret Service. It had been a great honor for me to be on President Eisenhower's Secret Service detail, and while it would be bittersweet to see him leave office, I was excited for the challenge and experience of protecting the new president. It never entered my mind that my job might not be as secure as I thought it was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?